This is the Sakar Murli of the 27th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, Maya is very powerful. Therefore, you must remain cautious. Never have any thought of not believing in Brahma or that you have a direct connection with Shiv Baba. Question. Which children automatically draw everyone's love? Answer. Those who first put everything into practice before telling others to do something are the ones who are automatically loved by everyone. You must first imbibe this knowledge yourself and then serve many others. Only then will you receive everyone's love. If you tell others to do something, but you don't do it yourself, who would believe you? You would just be like a pundit. Om Shanti. The Father asks you, children, that is, the Supreme Father asks you, souls, do you know that you are sitting in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? Baba doesn't have a chariot of his own. You have the faith that the Father resides in the center of this forehead. The Father himself has said, I am sitting in the center of this one's forehead. I have taken his body on loan. The soul of this one is sitting in the center of this forehead, and so the Father comes and also sits here. Brahma is here, and so is Shiv Baba. If this Brahma weren't here, Shiv Baba wouldn't be here either. If someone says that he only remembers Shiv Baba and not Brahma Baba, how could Shiv Baba talk to him? You have been remembering Shiv Baba as being up above. You children know that you are now sitting here with the Father. You don't think that Shiv Baba is up above now. On the path of devotion, you used to say that Shiv Baba was up above, but his form is worshipped here. These matters have to be understood well. You know that the Father is the ocean of knowledge, the knowledgeful one. So where is he when he speaks this knowledge? He speaks it through the body of Brahma. Many say that they do not believe in Brahma, but Shiv Baba says, I tell you through this mouth to remember me alone. This is a matter of understanding. Brahma himself says, remember Shiv Baba. He doesn't say that you have to remember him. Shiv Baba says through him, remember me. I give you this mantra through his mouth. If Brahma were not here, how could I give you this mantra? If Brahma were not here, how could you meet Shiv Baba? How could he sit next to me? Maya puts such thoughts into even good Maharatis that they turn their faces away from me. What would be the state of those who say that they don't believe in Brahma? Maya is so powerful that she completely turns your faces away from Baba. You are now facing Shiv Baba. You are personally sitting in front of him. So if some of you say that Brahma is nothing, what would your state become? You would experience degradation. When people call out to God the Father, does God the Father listen to them? They say, O liberator, come. Would he liberate you from up there? The Father comes at the most auspicious confluence age of every cycle. If you reject the one in whom he comes, what would you call this? Maya has so much power that she makes you number one in being not worth a penny. There are such children at some centres. This is why the father says that you must remain cautious. Although they tell others the knowledge that Baba has given them, it is as though they are pundits. Baba often relates the story of the pundit. At present, you are going across the ocean of poison to the ocean of milk by having remembrance of the father. They have made up many stories on the path of devotion. There was once a pundit who told his followers that they would be able to cross a certain river by chanting the name of Rama. However, he himself had not accumulated anything in his account by chanting that name. What effect would those who indulge in vice themselves have on others when they tell them to remain viceless? In some places, there are also some who listen and quickly move ahead of the ones who give this knowledge. It is those who do a lot of service who will definitely be most loved by everyone. That pundit was false. Therefore, who would have loved him? Love goes to those who remember Baba in practice. Maya swallows even good Maharatis. Baba explains, you have not yet made your stage karmatit. It will not be created until all preparations for the war have been made. On the one side, they will be making preparations for war, and on the other side, you will have reached your karmatit stage. The two are connected. Then the war will end and you will be transferred. First of all, the rosary of Rudra is created. No one else knows about these things. You understand that this world has to change. They think that the world still has to continue for another 40,000 years, whereas you know that destruction is just in front of you. You are in the minority and they are in the majority, and so who would believe you? When the number of you has grown, many will then be pulled by your power of yoga. The more rust you remove from yourselves, the more you will be filled with power. It isn't that Baba is the one who knows everything, no. He does know the stage of you all. Would the father not know of the stage of his children? He knows everyone's stage. You cannot reach the karmatit stage now. It is still possible for you to make some serious mistakes. Even some Maharatis make mistakes. The way you speak, the way you act and behave, etc., are all visible. You now have to make your behavior divine. Deities are full of all virtues, and so you have to become like them. However, Maya doesn't leave anyone alone. She makes everyone like a touch-me-not plant. There are the five floors. When you become body conscious, you fall from the very top floor. You fall and die. Nowadays, people try to kill themselves in so many different ways. When they fall from the 20th floor, they are totally finished. They don't have to end up in a hospital and continue to experience pain. There are some who set themselves on fire. If someone saves them, they experience so much pain. When the bodies are burnt, the souls run away. This is why they commit suicide. People think that they will be liberated from pain and suffering by committing suicide. When they feel forced to do this, everything is finished for them. Some experience so much pain in hospital. The doctors know that they cannot be freed from that pain and that it would be better to give them a pill for them to die. However, they also realize that it would be a very great sin to give a pill in that way. That soul himself says, it would be better to leave my body than to have to endure this pain. However, who would let him leave that body? This is a world of infinite sorrow. There it is a world of infinite happiness. You children understand that you are now returning to the land of happiness from this land of sorrow. Therefore you should remember him. The Father only comes at the confluence age when the world has to change. The Father says, I have come to liberate you children from all kinds of sorrow and to send you to the pure new world. There are very few in that pure world, whereas there are very many here. You have become impure, and this is why you call out, O Purifier. You don't realize that you are calling out for the great death to come and take you back home, away from this dirty world. Baba will definitely come. Only when everyone has died will there be peace. People continue to ask for peace. Only in the land of peace is there peace. How could there be peace in this world of so many human beings? In the Golden Age, there was peace and happiness. In the Iron Age, there are now many religions. Only when they are destroyed and the one religion is established, can there be peace and happiness. After the cries of sorrow, there will be cries of victory. As you make progress, you will see just how hot the market of death becomes. Just look how they are killed. Fires are created by bombs. As they move along and see the things that are happening, many will say that there will definitely be destruction in the future. You children know how this world cycle has to continue to turn and that destruction has to take place. The Father teaches you Raja Yoga and also enables the one religion to be established. All the other innumerable religions are to be destroyed. This wasn't shown in the Gita. So what was the result of studying the Gita? They show that annihilation took place and almost everywhere was covered with water. However, the whole world was not covered. Bharat is a pure and imperishable land, and in that too, Abu is the purest pilgrimage place where the Father comes and grants everyone salvation. The Dilwala temple is a very good memorial. It has so much significance, but those who built it did not know that. At least they were sensible. In the Copper Age, there must have been some very sensible people. In the Iron Age, everyone is Tamopradan. This is the most elevated temple of all, where you are sitting. You know that you are in the living form and that that is your non-living memorial. However, such temples, etc., will continue to be built for a little time longer and it will then be the time for them to collapse. All the temples will collapse and fall. There will be wholesale death. The great Mahabharat war in which everyone was destroyed has been remembered. You also understand that the Father comes at the confluence age and that he needs a chariot. Only when a soul enters a body can there be movement in it. Then when he leaves his body, the body becomes non-living. The Father says, you are now going home. You have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore you also need the virtues that they had. You children now know this play. This play is so wonderful. The father sits here and explains the significance of this play. The father is the knowledgeful one, the seed. The father alone comes to give you this knowledge. What happens in it and for how long you have been playing your parts in it. For half a cycle there are divine kingdoms, and for the other half there are devilish kingdoms. Good children keep all of this knowledge in their intellects. The Father makes you teachers similar to himself. Teachers too are number wise. Some become teachers and then they become spoilt. Having taught many children, they themselves are finished. Young children have a variety of sanskars. The Father explains, those who don't understand this knowledge accurately and who don't reform their behavior become instruments to make many unhappy. It is shown in the scriptures how devils came secretly into the gathering. They then left, became traitors, and created a lot of trouble. All of these things continue to happen. They obstruct the Father, the highest on high, the one who establishes heaven. The Father explains, you children are towers of peace and happiness. You are very royal. There is no one at present more royal than you. Since you are the children of the unlimited Father, you should interact with so much sweetness. You must not cause sorrow for anyone. Otherwise you will remember that at the end and then have to experience punishment for it. The Father says, you now have to return home. Some children have visions of Brahma in the subtle region. You too have to become residents of the subtle region. You have to practice being in movie. You have to speak very little and very sweetly. By making effort in this way, you will become towers of peace. The Father is the one who is teaching you. You then have to teach others. The path of devotion is the path of talky. You now have to remain in silence. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. You have to interact with a lot of sweetness and royalty. In order to become towers of peace and happiness, speak very little and sweetly. You have to practice being in movie and not indulge in talking. 2. Make your behavior divine. You must not become like a touch-me-not plant. You have to reach your karmateet stage before the war starts. Become viceless and also do the service of making others viceless. Blessing. May you become a master ocean of love and tie everyone with the thread of love by sustaining them with pure love. When the confluence of the ocean of love and the rivers full of love takes place, the rivers become master oceans of love, the same as the Father. Souls of the world then automatically come close by experiencing that love. The sustenance of pure love given by the godly family works like a magnet and automatically draws each of them close. This godly love makes everyone cooperative and ties them with this thread of love to enable them to move forward. slogan. Accumulate the treasures of thoughts, words, time, virtues and powers, and you will continue to receive help from them. Om Shanti. Has to continue to turn.